Well, welcome everybody, and good to see you all. Welcome to those of you who this is your first time. I want to stress that don't worry if this is your first time. Everything is completely guided. You don't have to know anything or remember anything. So relax, we're meditating. That's part of what it's about. So this evening we're going to do metta meditation, metta bhavana. Metta bhavana means the generation of loving kindness, or the cultivation of loving kindness. The Pali word metta, kind of translating roughly to being love, loving kindness, friendliness, goodwill, but a form of love that is non-conditional and isn't about who the other person is or what you're trying to get from the other person, but instead is completely conditional based on the fact that they're a human being like you and that you wish them to be well, regardless of who they are. And when we do metta bhavana meditation, it's a very ancient meditation and it has a very specific form that goes back hundreds of years. And that form is that we cultivate loving kindness for ourselves, then for a friend, a specific person that we bring to mind, then for a neutral person, then for a difficult person or an enemy, and then for all beings in the universe. And we're going to do the whole practice this evening. But what I'd like to do is focus a little bit, if I may, on the cultivation of loving kindness for what's called the neutral person. And very often when people describe this meditation and go through it, the neutral person is kind of not so much skipped over, but not a lot is said. And in fact, when I was preparing for this earlier today, I thought, oh, I'll see if I can find a nice handout on the neutral person. And so searched online and looked in my books, and there's very little written. And I find that a little bit sad, because for me, the neutral person is the key to the whole meditation practice. So the idea of the neutral person is that the neutral person is somebody whose face you would recognize. It's still a specific person. When we do this meditation, we bring specific people to mind. We don't do generically, for all people I don't know or for all my friends. We do it for a specific friend, for a specific neutral person, for a specific enemy. And the form, when we get to the neutral person, the idea is to bring to mind somebody whose face you would recognize, maybe you know their first name, but who you know nothing about or very little about. You know, so maybe it's a cashier at Safeway, or maybe it's the person who makes you your coffee in the morning. Maybe it's somebody you pass on your way to work. Somebody whose face you would recognize, maybe you'd smile at them in the morning, maybe you'd say hi, but you know nothing about that person. And the thing here is that what we're doing when we generate loving kindness for that person is we're actually recognizing the fact that it actually doesn't matter whether we would consider them a good person or a bad person. It doesn't matter whether if we knew them better, we'd find them friends, we'd be friends with them, or we couldn't stand them. It actually doesn't matter whether we would approve of their life and their lifestyle, or we wouldn't approve of their life and lifestyle. And because of this, this is why I feel that it's really very much the key to understanding the cultivation of loving kindness. Because if you can truly do this for somebody and say, it doesn't matter whether that person will be a friend of mine or I couldn't stand if I got to know that person better, I will still give them the same loving kindness. And what it does is it really reflects on us as we're doing this, how our categorization of other people as friends or enemies or good people or bad people or people we know well or people we hardly know. That's about us, not about the person. And that's why, to my mind, understanding the neutral person is really so important. Because you're actually saying, you know, if I knew more about this person and I found out they did amazing things for charity, or if I found out that they were mean to their spouse, I would still feel the same amount of loving kindness for that person. And so it really brings into sharp contrast what loving kindness, what true metta is, and what it's about. Recently I read a fantastic book, which I highly recommend. It's called Pastrix. It's by a Lutheran minister called Nadia Boltz-Weber. And she tells a very interesting story in the book of just after Katrina. She and the church were trying to help out as much as they could. And one of the things they did was they, you know, when they went through the agencies and things, and they were put in contact with this young single mother who'd been displaced by Katrina. And, you know, was thousands of miles away from home now because she had no home in New Orleans and had nowhere to stay. And so they arranged for this woman and her child to stay with them and, you know, arranged to get things for the baby and all this. And occasionally her father would turn up and, you know, they'd feed the father and the young woman and the baby. And they did this for a couple of months. And then she got this panic phone call from this woman. And based on that phone call, she suddenly realized that everything she thought she knew about this woman was a complete lie. The woman had never lived in New Orleans in her life. She was actually a prostitute, and who she thought was her father was her pimp. Okay. And it's really interesting because obviously when you go through that whole situation, you know, that's really, you know, obviously it just turned her upside down. It's like, you know, and all, you know, she went through all the anger and the feeling that she'd been had and this, that, and the other. But the young woman was in trouble. She was actually in danger from her pimp and she needed help basically being spirited away and out of that situation. So they helped her with that. But the really interesting thing to me for that story is you think about what it is, the kindness that she gave that woman, okay, is still the same. Even though the story is totally different, the kindness is the same. Yeah? And so the kindness and whether she was acting with loving kindness towards that woman really had nothing to do with the story. The story had everything to do with her own ego and her own belief as to what she was doing, because she actually admits, you know, she felt kind of proud of the fact that she was helping a Katrina victim, you know. And all of a sudden, the woman wasn't a Katrina victim. And so that was a big, you know, you can imagine being in that situation where when the story changes, okay, the kindness remains the same. The kindness she showed to that woman. And so that's with the neutral person, when we really don't know any of the background of a person, to say, no, I'm going to unconditionally love you, and, you know, it may turn out as I get to know you better, okay, that I really like you or I really don't like you, but that's about me, not about you, okay, and that's the key thing. And that's why the neutral person in the meditation is so important. So we're going to do the normal practice. For those of you who've done this before, there's nothing different. For those of you who've not done this, don't worry, it's fully guided. I'll be talking us through the whole practice. But I'll leave a little bit extra time for the neutral person. And I'd like you to, as we're doing the neutral person, to think about what it means to really have loving kindness unconditionally for a person you know nothing about. Any questions before we start? And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. Thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, letting go of all of them. And just giving ourselves the gift of being completely present here to meditate. Becoming aware of the sound around us, sound of the traffic in the street, sound of the heating system, sound of our friends about us, and just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensation of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion, the mat, the chair all press back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upwards to support you right here. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing our pelvis and our spine arising from our pelvis. Taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forwards, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, gently moving your head till you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And now becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. And allowing your mind to gently rest in awareness of your breathing. Not grasping at the breath. Not concentrating as hard as you can on the breath. But instead, just resting in a very light awareness of the process of your breathing. And using that as a place of stability and focus for your meditation. And with your mind still resting in awareness of your breath, bring to mind a time in the past where you felt good about your place in this world. Where you felt things were going well for you, where you were generally happy. Maybe it was a time really recently. Maybe it was time many, many years ago. Whenever it was, bring that time and that place to mind. And as you do so, start feeling feelings of love for yourself. Feelings of goodwill, friendliness, loving kindness, metta for yourself. And as you allow those feelings of love for yourself to grow, reminding yourself that true metta, true loving kindness, is not conditional. It's not conditional on whether things are going well for you, or whether things are going badly for you. And so start feeling those same feelings of love for yourself right now in this moment. Whether your life's going well and you're happy in the moment, or whether you're finding life difficult right now. However your life is right now, feel those same feelings of love, of loving kindness for yourself right now in this moment. Reminding yourself that true loving kindness is unconditional. And if you find it helps, use the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. Now bring to mind a friend, someone who you find easy to like, someone who you have generally good feelings for anyway. And start feeling those same feelings of loving kindness for that person. Not just because they're your friend, but because, like you, they suffer, they wish to be happy. And you would wish them to be happy. And so start feeling feelings of loving kindness for that person. And again, allowing those feelings to deepen and to grow. And again, if you find it helpful, use the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And now bring to mind a neutral person. Someone whose face you would recognize. Maybe you know their first name. But apart from that, you know very little about them. Maybe it's somebody you meet during your routine, during the day. Somebody you regularly pass on the street or see in a store. Whoever it is, bring that person to mind and start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. Again, allowing the feelings to deepen and to grow. And reminding yourself that loving kindness is not conditional. That you would have the same feeling of loving kindness for them, whoever they turned out to be, if you knew more about them. So just growing those feelings of loving kindness for that person. And again, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Now bring to mind a difficult person, someone who you find hard to like. Maybe it's somebody who's giving you troubles in your life at the moment. Maybe it's somebody you feel has hurt you in the past. Maybe it's just your least favorite politician. Whoever it is, bring them to mind and start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. Regardless of how you judge them, regardless of your history with that person. Instead, recognizing that loving kindness is unconditional. And start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. Again, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now imagine that the four of you were here in this room tonight with us. Yourself, who you know so well. The neutral person who you hardly know. The friend who you find easy to like. The enemy who you find hard to like. Just visualize the four of you standing here. And feel feelings of loving kindness for all four of you. Going from person to person. Noticing any differences, any difficulties. And starting to equalize the feeling of loving kindness for each of the four of you. And now expand out that circle of loving kindness to include everybody who's in the room here with us tonight. Some of whom you may know well, some of whom you may not know at all. But feel feelings of loving kindness for everybody in the studio here tonight. And expand further outwards to include everybody who lives in this area. Vancouver, Camas, Washougal. Quite a few of whom you may know, most of whom you don't know. Some of whom you might naturally like, some of whom you'd find quite difficult to get on with. But whoever they are, feel feelings of loving kindness for every single person who lives in this area. And expand outwards to include Portland and the whole Portland metro area. Again, some of whom you may know, but the vast majority of whom you don't know. But again, we're wishing everybody who lives in this Portland area to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And continuing to expand outwards, north up through Salmon Creek, through Olympia, up through Seattle, east along the gorge, and out to Idaho, south down through Salem, Eugene, all the way to the California border. West across the coastal range and out to the Pacific. Until you've included the whole of this Pacific Northwest, and you're feeling feelings of loving kindness for everybody who lives in the Northwest. Continuing to expand north through Canada and to Alaska, east across the Midwest and out to the East Coast, south down through California, until you've included everybody in North America. Continuing to expand west across the Pacific, east across the Atlantic, north over the pole, south through Central America, South America, and over the South Pole, and continuing to wrap around until you've wrapped around the whole of this earth, including every continent, every person on every continent. I'm wishing every single person on this earth to be well, happy, and free from suffering. and now expanding outwards into space, moving out into the universe, not knowing if there are other sentient beings out in the universe, telling yourself that if there are, and if they know suffering, you would wish them to be free from that suffering, and you would feel loving kindness for them. And so expanding out until you have a loving heart the size of this universe, a completely accepting heart, completely open heart that loves all beings, all creatures in this universe. And without letting go of that feeling of having a loving heart the size of this universe, gently return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.